is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. He called the Republican ticket weird. The label stuck as a Democratic talking point, and now Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is Vice President Kamala Harris's choice for a running mate. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Walz proved over the course of a couple of weeks that he had really great communication ability, and that could come in handy, not in necessarily Minnesota, where Democrats haven't lost a presidential race since 1972, but in other Midwestern states, certainly, like Wisconsin and Michigan.
President Biden called the Walz pick a great decision. Steve Simpson of our affiliate WCCO Minneapolis.
A high school teacher and football coach, Walz also served for 24 years in the Army National Guard. He was elected to represent Minnesota's first congressional district in 2006, serving six terms in Washington before being elected governor in 2018. Through his career, Walz has embraced a number of progressive issues, including reproductive and gay rights, but also makes the point that he's an avid hunter.
The Trump campaign called Walz a dangerously liberal extremist. Reaction from the number two man on the Trump ticket, J.D. Vance.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy, and has proposed defunding the police just as Kamala Harris does.
Slow-moving tropical storm Debbie is dumping rain and causing flooding along coastal sections of Georgia and South Carolina. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Two models that we're watching, the best case scenario, we're going to get another 4 to 5 inches of rain on top of what we already had. The worst case scenario, we may have another up to 8 inches of rain. So unfortunately, I don't believe this storm is done with us yet.
Nine people are dead after an overcrowded SUV lost control on a South Florida road and landed upside down in a canal. Palm Beach County Fire Captain Tom Reyes.
I've been with the department for 20 years, and this is one of the most difficult scenes I've been on.
A federal judge has refused to dismiss a lawsuit from Jewish students who accuse Harvard University of letting its campus become a hotbed of anti-Semitism. A company that monitors hate speech and conspiracy theories reports a spike in online calls for a civil war after the attempt on former President Trump's life. CBS's Anna Schechter.
It's a chilling reflection of a small group of online users who create and amplify messages glorifying mass shooters and perpetrators of targeted violence.
Comeback day on Wall Street for the markets. The Dow is up 472. The S&P is up more than 90. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties had a few power outages from last night's storms, while thousands were affected in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. We Energies attributes the outages to high winds, and they have crews working to restore power. Lamarian Blair, accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting, faces four new criminal charges after a jail fight in July. The incident involving Blair and another inmate was reportedly over money. The Kenosha County Board will vote on nominating Julia Robinson to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows Brian Thomas's resignation. Robinson, a former city alder and current County Board of Health president, was selected from 7 applicants. National Night Out events are being held across Racine and Kenosha tonight. The events are meant to foster community police relationships. And Frontier Airlines is reducing routes from Milwaukee's Mitchell International. That's impacting flights to several destinations, including Orlando, Fort Myers, and Raleigh-Durham. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a 3-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a 6-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think in the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. Fire! Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. Now, the rest of the story. Phineas Taylor, 32. Former ad writer, newspaper reporter, was as near destitute as ever before in his life. The recklessness, which had brought him to the verge of complete failure, was his purchase of a Manhattan museum. It was an establishment that would promptly belong to his creditor, a retired merchant, should Phineas miss a single payment. Scudder's American Museum, it had been called. Showcase for a remarkable assortment of curiosities collected one artifact at a time by Scudder himself. But then the old man had died and left the place to disinterested daughters. It was engulfed in red ink when Phineas Taylor came along and on a whim decided to adopt it. Now here he was, glumly leaning on his elbows in the museum's dormant box office one morning, wondering fearfully about the future, his future, the family's future, when up to the box office walks a beggar. A stout, even hearty-looking fellow, but a beggar, nonetheless. And as beggars are supposed to, he asks quite politely for money. Well, Phineas Riley replied that it is doubtful who should ask whom for assistance, but then, grinning as though something quite brilliant had just occurred to him, he said to the beggar, "Listen, I'll give you something to go out and buy some breakfast, and then I want you to come back here. I want to give you an honest-paying job." And the man did come back. And this was the job that Phineas gave him. He was to take five bricks, five common building bricks. He was to place four of them on the sidewalk at four particular locations in the neighborhood, one at the corner of Broadway and Ann Street, another at the corner of Broadway and VC Street, another in front of the Astor House, another in front of St. Paul's Church, and those four bricks, after they'd been placed, the fellow was to carry the fifth brick to the corner of Broadway and Ann and exchange the brick on the sidewalk for the one in his hand. Then he must proceed to the next location and exchange the brick on the sidewalk for the one he was carrying. And so on, from one location to the next, solemn-faced, speaking to no one, replacing brick after brick, and once an hour, each and every hour, the man was to come to the museum box office, present a ticket, and walk inside. And after he had traversed every hall in the building, he must go back outside and resume his exchanging of bricks. Half an hour after the fellow had embarked on his rounds, no fewer than 500 passers-by had stopped to watch and conjecture as to the meaning of his odd routine. And within half an hour more, the streets outside the museum were filled with lines which had formed to buy tickets, thus to follow the brick-bearer inside. The man's name? Nobody recalls his name. But the world remembers his ingenious employer, that young museum proprietor, whose luck changed with an epiphany that the promotion must always outweigh the product. The promotion must always outweigh the product. His name, Phineas Taylor. Barnum. P.T. Barnum. Now, when you hear that the edifice to Barnum's success was built on a foundation of five bricks, you will know the rest of the story.
I'm and Dave, right here on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and a man way ahead of his time. Mercy, Mercy, Mediacology, Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
I'm telling you, honey, You're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Righteous music from the Righteous Brothers. You're my soul and inspiration. WRJN local news, timeless hits, and big deals today. Our WRJN big deal of the day, 50% off savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. And your kids need contact lenses or glasses or even just a reading test. Go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only at WRJN Big Deals. And while you're there, make sure you sign up to catch a Brewers game. Brewers taking on Cleveland Guardians next Friday night. But you know what? It ends. The deadline for entering ends this Friday. So just go to, while you're there, on WRJN.com and you click on the Big Deals tab, checking out the Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Make sure you follow the pop-up instructions to enter for the Brewers taking on Cleveland Guardians. So no purchase necessary. Ends this Friday right here on WRJN.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist of time is here. Here.
Awesome. Chubby Checker right here on WRJ. And local news, timeless hits, cloudy weather, scattered showers and thunderstorms on and off today. Low is 70. Clears up tonight, and it should be really nice tomorrow. Right now, 66 for the Stones.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Timeless. It's right here at WRJN, the Cal Sills. I love the Flower Girl, the Rain, the Park, and Other Things. Great group. Barry from that group, and he passed away right after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He was my kid's babysitter for the longest time. And he lived in Milwaukee, just off of St. Paul Avenue, and I worked with his wife, Debbie. At the radio station I was at the time, way back when, 96, 97. And he didn't have a job, but he used to play the guitar all the time. So I would get updates on how the kids were doing. He would put in my answering machine, and he would sing the updates to me. I wish I had saved that. He was just a brilliant guy, a sweet guy. Happy Together Tour, which is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, and it's going to be Sunday, August 11th. The Turtles are your host. They're joined by Jay and the Americans, the Association, Badfinger, the Vogues, and, of course, one of my absolute favorite bands, the Cal Sills. And if you miss them at the fair, you can check out their website for ticket info on the Dells later this month. So many timeless hits all in one great show. Here's the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Selecting a new supervisor is on the Kenosha County Board agenda tonight. Julia Robinson has been nominated by the board president to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows the resignation of Brian Thomas. Robinson is a former City of Kenosha Alder and current president of the county's Board of Health. Seven applicants were interviewed, including the wife of the guy that gave up the gig. If confirmed, Robinson will serve until the spring election. In Racine, night out events are being held at community centers, churches, and cop houses. In Kenosha, people will be gathering at schools and the Shalom Center. Tonight marks National Night Out, a community building event where local police departments engage with the community. At most places, there's food, music, and information about resources available to the community. And there are less local options if Disney is a destination. Frontier Airlines is cutting routes at Mitchell, impacting travelers to Orlando, Fort Myers, Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham. The changes are part of a larger national reduction by the airline. Other carriers are still serving most of those routes from Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
W-R-J-N. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Local news, and now, Timeless Sits right here at WRJN. If you heard Stuart J. Waddles do something you want more information on as far as the news, just check out the news on WRJN.com.
Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none of
years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits like this one from the Buckinghams. I just love this title. Here we go.
Kind of a drag.
Yeah.
When your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue.
Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Chairman of the Board was the name of the group. And give me just a little bit more time to clean the house before the company comes. We want to encourage you. WRJN wants to encourage you to become a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district and statewide races. Do your civic duty and be a voter.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. We've got the news coming up at the top of the hour. The CBS National News. My buddy Stuart J. Waddles with the local news. And Mike Clemens with sports. I love listening to Mike Clemens. I always write down one thing he says. And then when I go see my husband at night, I'm like, hey, honey. Yeah, you know what Mike said? And then I go, then I add, and by the way, he's my buddy. You know, for extra points and all. Los Bravos on WRJN.
Black is black. I want my baby back. It's gray, it's gray. Since she went away, oh, oh. What can I do? 'Cause I've been in blue. If I had my way, she'd be back today. But she don't intend to see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do? 'Cause I've been in blue. I can't choose. It's too much to lose. My love's too strong. Wow, baby, you see. What come back to me? Let a time go wrong.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you